finally, Lee, before I let you go, you have some interesting polling data. Couple of different ways this question has been asked, but it is pretty clear that a very large majority of the American public supports keeping the estate tax. One interesting poll, it looks like it came out of AARP, which was that 69% of those polled chose keeping the estate tax on estates over $2 million as their first choice to balance the budget deficit.
Yep. And, you know, all the polls that show people not liking this or that tax, they basically say, you know, do you like the estate tax? And somebody might say no. But when you say, would you rather have higher income taxes and lower estate taxes, or would you rather it be the other way around? People say, oh, well, I'd rather have lower income taxes and higher estate taxes. And if you say, would you rather have a higher estate tax and have enough money that Social Security and Medicare do not go broke, they say, yes, that's what I'd rather do. So when you give people real choices that are the kind of choices that people in Congress actually have to make, instead of a standalone choice, which is an unrealistic kind of choice that nobody's dealing with, then they think the estate tax is a very good thing. They understand that if you get rid of the estate tax, that most likely what's going to happen is income taxes are going to go up, and that's going to affect everybody as opposed to the very wealthiest people who have just died.
And a final point also is the impact that a permanent repeal of the estate tax would have on nonprofits, which, as we know, are really struggling in this economic environment to keep donations up and keep their missions healthy. So that is projected to suffer enormously, that the estate tax actually is, it provides an incentive for people to donate money to charity, correct?
That's right, because anything that is donated to charity is tax-free. So, you know, any small nonprofit that has ever received a grant from some big, you know, Ford Foundation or whatever like that, they have benefited from the estate tax, because it's not clear that those large foundations would have been set up if there were not a estate tax to encourage charitable donations. And it's estimates from the government are that if there was no estate tax, charitable donations would have gone down by as much as $25 billion in the year 2000, for example. So it might reduce bequests and donations as much as 40% if there was no estate tax. So it is very important to charities. And I think that the other important point is that if a person that is very wealthy is dying, has a principled objection to their money going to the government, they can have their money go to charity. And so there is a choice. All we're saying is that you need to not have the money all settle in one place. You know, some of it will go to your heirs and some of it will go to charity or the government. That's what we're saying.
Lee Ferris, Senior Organizer for Estate Tax Policy with United for a Fair Economy. You can find out more about the United for a Fair Economy's effort to reinstate the estate tax at www.faireconomy.org. Stay tuned next. Mike Finn is coming in for Highway 322.
Okay, good evening, Boulder. Good evening, Denver. This is Mike Finn, and it's time for Highway 322. You're listening, of course, to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. And thanks for that show, Liz. I know you had technical difficulties, but all of us DJs have it. That's why they call us amateurs. So time to move to tunes from educational community discourse on the economy. And, well, to get the show started, I got to have a little bit of an intro on this first set here. Last time I did the show, I got a call from a listener that wanted to hear Desolation Row. And he mentioned to me that it was on Blonde on Blonde. And we didn't have that in the library. And another listener hearing that was personally aghast, I suppose you could say, that we didn't have Blonde on Blonde in our library. So he bought it and donated it, which was a wonderful thing. And so I come in tonight, I pick up Blonde on Blonde, and I'm going to play Desolation Row from that album. But it isn't on there. But I did find it on Bob Dylan's MTV Unplugged CD, and we're going to hear that so that we fulfill our request and we acknowledge our generous listener who donated the CD Blonde on Blonde to the station. So here you go. Here's some Dylan for you on Highway 322.
Tightrope walker, the other is in his pants, and the riot squad, they're restless, they need somewhere to go. This lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row, and the letter, she seems so easy, it takes one to know one, she smiles. Puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. In comes Romeo, he's moaning, "You belong to me, I believe." Someone turns and says, "You're in the wrong room, my friend. You better hurry up and leave." And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go, Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. As the moon is almost hidden, the stars are beginning to hide. The fortune telling lady is even taking all the things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Everyone is either making love or else expecting rain. And the Good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's neath the window, for her I feel so afraid. on her 22nd birthday. She already is an old maid. To her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into desolation. Across the street they nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in the perfect image of a priest. The spoon-feeding Casanova, get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom is shouting to skinny girls, get out of here if you don't know. Casanova, he's just being punished for going to Desolation Row. Midnight are the agents and the superhuman crew. Come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. And they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders. And then the kerosene brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody's escaping Desolation Row. Yes, I received your letter yesterday, but the time that the door knob broke when you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? People that you mention, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I ought to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. But now I can't be too good. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless they made them from Desolation Row. no, I just can't jump it. Sometimes it gets so hard, you see. I'm just sitting here beating on my trumpet with all these promises you left for me. But where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Well, I waited for you when I was a half sick. Yes, I waited for you when you hated me. Well, I waited for you inside of the frozen traffic. You and you knew I had some other place to be. Now where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Well, anybody can be just like me, obviously. But then not again, not too many can be like you, fortunately. Well, six white horses that you did promise were finally delivered down to the penitentiary. But to live outside the law, you must be honest. I know you always say that you agree. All right, so where are you tonight, sweet Marie? Well, I don't know how it happened, but the riverboat captain, he knows my fate. But everybody else, even yourself, they're just gonna have to wait. Well, I got the fever down in my pockets. The Persian drunkard, he follows me. Yes, I can take him to your house, but I can't unlock it. Forgot to leave me with the key. Ah, where are you tonight, sweet Marie? And now I stand here looking at your yellow railroad in the ruins of your balcony, wondering where you are tonight, sweet Marie. We'll be right back.
gust. Who could have seen? Who could have possibly known? All these roads we have traveled, the places we've been, would have finally taken us home. And it's here's to you and three cheers to you. Let's shout it hip, 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 hooray. For out of a world so tattered and torn, you came to our house on that wonderful morn. And all of a sudden, this family was born. Oh, happy adoption day. There are those who think families happen by chance, a mystery their whole life through. But we had a voice and we had a choice. We were working and waiting for you. And it's here's to you and three cheers to you. Let's shout it hip, 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 hooray. For out of a world so tattered and torn, you came to our house on that wonderful morn. And all of a sudden, this family was born. Oh, happy adoption day.
Mrs. Robinson, heaven holds a place for those who pray. Where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Bless you please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon, going to the candidates' debate. Laugh about it, shout. Mrs. Robinson, Joe to Joe has left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Simon and Garfunkel for you. That was, what was that, Mrs. Robinson. I almost said Mr. Thinking, whoa, Simon Garfunkel keeps wanting to play. So that wasn't the song I was going to play, but it turned out pretty good. I think, you know, hearing about Joe DiMaggio during baseball season is always a good thing. So before that, we heard John McCutcheon, and he was doing Happy Adoption Day. And that's from his album, Supper's on the Table, Everybody Come In. Before that, from our donated Blonde on Blonde by one of our listener members, Absolutely Sweet Marie. And, of course, that was Bob Dylan. And we started off with Bob Dylan on Belated Fulfilling of a Request for Desolation Row. And that was from the Dylan MTV Unplugged album. Interesting to hear the difference in Bob's voice over about 25 or plus years there. So, okay, so what's next? I want to keep the music going, but I do want to let you know that I have a pair of tickets to give away, and this is an awfully good one. So I'll take the first caller that calls me after the music starts back up. A pair of tickets tomorrow night to see Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and that's at the Boulder Theater, 8 p.m., all-ages show. And it's got pretty much the original lineup, Jeff Hanna, Jimmy Fadden, Bob Carpenter, and John McCune. So if you give me a call at the station here, let's see, I don't have that number handy. I should know it. 494-4885. Wait a minute. 442-4242. That's 303-442-4242. After the music starts up. And be the first one to call, and I'll get you on the list for a pair of tickets for Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. All right, well, let's keep the music going. And what do we got queued up here, Mike? Oh, I got some Dan Crary for you, a little instrumental stuff here. I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, down in the kitchen. Been an old cook just reading and pitching. Yes, sir. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the damage on. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the damage on. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the damage on. Fare thee well, Uncle Bill. See you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Thank you. preachers in the pulpit taking in the money, children in the beehive taking in the honey. Old man Sally just jumping for joy, happiest lot of people that ever I saw. Yeah, yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Dammy John.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Dammy John.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Dammy John.
Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning.
Yes, sir.
All are coming and the children are crying. Preachers all are coming and the children are crying. Chicken heads are ringing and the toenails flying.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Dammy John.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Dammy John.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the Dammy John.
Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore. 'Cause I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, how I love you. Gazing at some hand in hand, just what I'm going through, they can't understand. Some try to tell me thoughts they cannot defend, and just what you wanna be, you will be in the end. 'Cause I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, how I love you. And white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you. Yes, I love you. Oh, yes, I love you. Oh, I love you. I love you.
That was actually Vassar Clements from his album Rocky Top. It's from his album The Bluegrass Sessions, and I'm gonna send that out to Carol. I know how much she loves Rocky Top. Seriously though, if you're gonna hear it, you may as well hear Vassar Clements' fiddle. I didn't get a chance to look that up. It sounded like Bobby Osborne singing the lead there. Who, of course, the Osborne Brothers made that pretty popular number. And before that, let's see, I scroll down here and see what I had on my playlist. That was the a conglomerate of people from Nashville called Moody Bluegrass, made an album called The Same, and that was Nights in White Satin, done quasi-bluegrassy, folky style. Before that, we heard Hot Corn, Cold Corn, and that was David Grisman and Jerry Garcia. And we started off that set with Dan Crary, and Dante in Steel, and that was from his album from 1991, Thunderation. So, wow, time is flying. It's already 7:44. It's what day is it? I don't know. It's the 8th of July, 7:44 p.m. I want to keep the music going. I do want to tell you, I do have another pair of tickets to give away for a different show. Supposed to make it easier on myself, I would announce both at once and take the first and then the second caller, but I wasn't thinking ahead. But I want to let you know that KGNU presents Court McCumber in the High Road for a CD release party. And that's tomorrow night, and it'll be performing also with Todd Adelman and the Love Handles and Thunk Acoustic. So sounds like an interesting show. It's at 9 p.m. at the Fox Theater, or as my father-in-law would say, theater. And I'll take the first caller after the music starts back up. We do ask that you be a KGNU listener member and not have won anything in the last 30 days. I forgot to put my little caveat on that last one, but that's okay. So this is Court McCumber and the High Road CD release party tomorrow night at the Fox Theater, 9 p.m., and I'll take the first caller after the break. So what do we got here, Mike? I got a little bit of blues set queued up. Start with some folk blues. This is Brownie McGee.
When the woman I love got on board, people, I was standing at the station. When the woman I love got on board, I was just standing there crying, baby. When that train was leaving, woman I love all inside. When that train was leaving, woman I love all inside. Well, you know I could not do nothing but just hang my head and cry. I should old Brownie be crying. Now the train is going that same old way. Why well should I cry? Now the train is going that same old way. I'm gonna hope on that train. Find the woman I love someday. I got to play the blues.
Treat a real good man. I drink so much whiskey, I can hardly walk, hardly walk. Sweet mama, hardly walk. So much whiskey, I can hardly walk. It's sitting on my brain and my tongue refused to talk. Niagara Fall, Niagara Fall, sweet mama, Niagara Fall. Gonna look out the mountain, look down at Niagara Fall. Seem like to me I can hear my baby call. Poor heart weeping, worry, baby, when you drove me away, sweet mama drove me away. My poor heart weeping, worried when she drove me away. Gonna be crying for me some old rainy day. Just scream and cry, 'cause I'm going back to Tennessee. When she drove me away, sweet mama drove me away. My poor heart weeping, worried, baby, when you drove me away. She gonna be crying for me some old rainy day.
storm warning feels like a heavy rain. Winds on the coast tonight, we may get tossed tonight. Storm warning, he's made it pretty plain, he's falling for another, found a new lover, and he won't be back again. Can't stop a river when it's burst its banks. I've seen the look in his eyes. He's in love and such a sense of